Okay, so Shani of Parsha Shlach obviously, you know, has the very brief recapitulation of the Meraglim's journey in the land of Israel. Very brief presentation, obviously, with an emphasis on Nachal Eshkol, and then an enormous amount of emphasis on the dialogue that occurs in multiple stages, as developed by the Ramban. When they return, first what they say to Moshe and Aaron, then when they see in the Ramban's language that the Yam is Poseach al Shtei Asiyipim, they begin to lie because they're terrified. And they see, Vayotziu Dibas Haaretz al Bnei Yisrael, v'lo l'Moshe v'Aaron, as the Ramban explains. They go to the Jewish people and they say, basically only giants can live here. You know, Eretz Ochelas Yoshevahi, v'chol am asher inu v'sochan shemidos. And then you have the Bechi Shalchinam, and you have Moshe and Aaron falling on their faces, which for the Ramban is al na'achai tareyu, basically a tchina, petition the Jewish people. The Sforno goes more in the direction of, you know, Yush, that they just, were Efes, Atzur, Ve'azuv. They just, at that point, were no longer able to deal with the people, which is a very important transitional moment in the Torah, candidly, to the next generation, Yeshua, Benun, V'chalev, Ben Yifuna, Min Atarim, Es Haaretz, Karu, V'gdehem. And they're the ones who stand up and at least are willing to fight the losing battle, Tova Haaretz. Ma'od, ma'od. So it's obviously a critical aliyah. It's an aliyah that has dramatic proportions. The Rav used to like to say, right? Had the Jewish people gone into Israel under the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Jewish history would have been different, right? The Beis Hamikdash would have been built. There never would have been a Chorban Habayis. The Sforno substantively says very much the same thing. So it's obviously an aliyah goralit, right? It's really... it is a matter of fate and destiny of the Jewish people, all of which is really determined largely in this aliyah. And what I wanted to focus on is, you know, the kind of the difference between the reaction of the Meraglim, the Ten, the Eda, which is already a lesson in its own right. We'll get to that hopefully later in the week, and Yehoshua and Kalev. Rishon, the Torah reminds us that even though we've only known him as Yehoshua, Vayikram Moshe al Hoshea binun Yehoshua. Presumably he did it much earlier on in the Torah. Many of the Rishonim, unlike Rashi, Ya Yoshia Cham Yatzas Meraglim, the consensus perspective in the Rishonim is that this happened at some earlier time. This foreigner says something interesting, which is that it actually happened before Melchemes Amalek, which is the first time that we meet Yehoshua. Vayomer Moshe al Yehoshua bechar lanu anashim. Interesting, a nuance between Rashi and the Sforno is Rashi says, Ya Yoshia Cham Yatzas Meraglim, that Hashem should save you, as if to say that Moshe had very little hope for the rest of the group. The Sforno says that not only Yoshua should be saved from Amalek when the name was changed, but that, you know, Shehu Yoshia Acherim, that the name bespeaks leadership ability, that he would be able to save other people. Very different orientation. But either way, the fact is, the Torah is going certainly out of its way to emphasize the relationship between Moshe and Yehoshua. And there's a lot of evidence in the Psukim, and Rashi highlights the point, that the Meraglim considered Yehoshua behind the pale. They knew that he was going to go along with Moshe no matter what, right? That was established in last week's parsha, right? Hamikaneya Tali, that if anything, Yehoshua is loyal to Moshe to a fault. It goes beyond what's required. Adoni Moshe Kelaim, the reverence for Moshe Rabbeinu, the indignity at Eldad and Medad Misnabim Bamachana. But Kalev was seen as a little bit of a wild card, right? He tricked the Meraglim by Yas Kalev Esa'am El Moshe. Right, v'hanashim asher alu imo amru, right? They thought that Kalev was really with them. There's a lot of evidence for that later. Echad v'peh, echad b'lev, that he used deception. So the question is, you know, from where did Kalev draw his strength? And it's really that point that Rashi turns his attention towards, v'yalu v'negev, v'yavo ar chevron, right? Not v'yavo, but v'yavo. Kalev nishtateach al kivrei avos, shelo yenisas, Ba'atzas ha-meraglim, that he shouldn't be seduced, he shouldn't be led astray by the Meraglim. It's a very striking comment that Rashi makes. In other words, that Kalev had to seek out his own role models, and they were the Avos. You know, later on in the Parsha, Moshe will not daven for the Jewish people in the name of the Avos, because, right, as Ramban explains, Moshe feels that the Jewish people have betrayed the legacy of the Avos. Right? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were all attached to the land of Israel. They all sacrificed for the land of Israel in many different ways. And here the Jewish people are, you know, Moes and Boged in the land of Israel. But the reality, you know, is that Kalev had to seek strength elsewhere, right? He couldn't just rely on his connection to Moshe. That was the province of Yehoshua, and Kalev becomes like a religiously self-made man in that respect by seeking out the demost yoknan, you know, shel avos. And I think that's a very powerful lesson for us. And not all of us are Yehoshua ben Nun and can speak to, you know, having mishares Moshe mi bechurav, having that kind of relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu. Some of us are very fortunate to have seen, you know, Gedolei Yisrael and to be influenced by them, and Esasha Melkachatira, the Rabbos Tamidei Chachamim, in particular, the Rebbe Movak, right? Rashi's comment on that Gemara Pesachim, right? Mor Rabcha Kimor Shamayim, and in general, the mitzvah, as we know, of, you know, Dveikus Bashem, Uvo Sidba, Kidavik B'Tamidei Chachamim. But for all of us, the opportunity to cleave to the example of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov is particularly relevant. And Kalev is the paradigmatic example of that, right? That he seeks out the presence, Demus Deyaknan, Shel Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And I think it's particularly noteworthy, like why the Avos? Well, certainly they were attached to the land of Israel. But I think beyond that, right? The capacity of the Avos, in particular Avraham Avinu, right, Avraham Ivri, Kolom, Kulom, Me'ever Achad, Me'ever Asheni, to resist that which is conventional wisdom, to resist that which is, you know, the norm, to stand up for ideals under hostile, adverse circumstances. All that is part of the legacy of Avraham Avinu. All that is part of what Kalev sought out. So, you know, Yehoshua, there's no secret, right? Kram Moshe, the Hoshea ben Nun, Yehoshua, right? The Torah is foreshadowing us what gave Yehoshua the capacity to resist the Meraglim, because Yehoshua was, you know, a Talmud Muvak of Moshe Rabbeinu, and those credentials are there, and they've already been established, and there's no doubt in the Meraglim's mind that Yehoshua is going to be loyal to Moshe's vision, as we talked about, you know, yesterday, you know, L'samchem b'vias ha'aretz, but Kalev, right, nobody thought of him in that way, he didn't have any particular relationship of note, even though, again, Chazal developed the idea that, you know, he was married to Miriam, but Lefi Pshuto Shel Mikra, the reality is that Kalev had to generate that connection for himself. For all of us, you know, and this is echoed by the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, even the, you know, most shafel of the Jewish people is, you know, Ben Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and that's not to be taken lightly. And to the extent that we cultivate that self-image, the way that Kalev cultivated the self-image, it should give us strength and fortitude to resist Shalolios Nisas Al Yidei Atzas HaMeraglim. It wasn't an easy thing for Kalev to have done. It's reminiscent of the Gemara in HaChelak, you know, with Menashe and Ravashi, right? That, you know, had you been there, you would have known the great Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. And the same thing is true. You know, it wasn't easy to resist the Meraglim and the terror that befell them. So to be able to resist that required cultivating very different self-image very much influenced by being a Ben Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov.